Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Dana Caramont. Now, you have the oddest job.
I do.
You do. You are, we've got lots of things going on, but the main thing you do is stage bikini design.
Correct. Stage bikinis, this started over 20 years ago. I used to compete in bodybuilding competitions. And to compete in these competitions, you actually have to have particular bikinis.
Okay.
And they need to be small. Uh-huh. And they need to suit your body and the actual division that you're going to be competing in. And they're full with glitz and glam. So lots of diamantes, lots of diamante chains, and they're to showcase your body. So they're a particular niche bikini.
And you now make them instead of competing.
Yes, definitely. I put my I actually hung up my shoes, I think, about 8 years ago now. So I prefer to be behind the scenes than on the stage mm-hmm. now. Yes.
But you design bikinis for people all over the world. It's not a small job.
No. Well, there's a very big community in the bodybuilding scene. So there's many different federations in every single part of the world. And there's a need and a niche market for these bikinis. So, yes, I sell globally, which is and it's fun too because I used to travel with it a lot until the pandemic sort of hit. So now it's more online stuff, so it's a little bit more personable, you know.
And it's literally thousands and thousands of sequins. I mean, you see these things, they're quite incredible.
They're amazing. Look, and I love them too. So anything that's bling, that's it. I'm onto it. So when a lady says to me, "I don't know how much bling I should have on my bikini," I say, "Oh, leave it to me." So
because yes, I guess thousands. There's lights and all sorts on these models, but they're competitors essentially. So it really has to have colour and zing.
Exactly. And while you're up on stage, it's you're showcasing your body. So obviously, as I said before, the bikini is quite tiny. So to have something that doesn't have anything on it sort of takes away from it. But if you have the bling on there, you're actually focusing on the body itself.
And it's drawing your attention to the parts that you need it to draw it to at that point. Can you do bikinis that draw attention away?
Oh, yes, I can do that too.
That would be huge business, I'm sure.
Well, actually, to be quite honest with you, Monique, I've sort of headed into custom-made swimwear for women as well here in Malta, where it's a little bit more personable, where I can meet with the woman and I can actually help her design something that suits her body type.
Because that's it. You know, you go into a shop and you think, oh, that looks lovely on the model,
yes,
but I want those lumps covered, or I like it a bit like that. So we can actually come in to you and do that now.
Yes, you sure
perfect
can.
Timing.
Yes, so all now, made here in Malta.
Yeah? So we can design our bikinis and then quickly diet into them in time for summer.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I might have a try of that. Might speak to you after this. A few Christmas pounds and all of that. We'll get swiftly on to the music choices.
Yes, sounds great. I'm excited. You've
got some things on here that I have no idea.
Oh, really?
No idea. Yeah.
Oh.
The first one being one of them, actually, Tucker's Daughter, Ian Moss.
Aussie band.
There you go. There you go. I mean, you know, Tucker's Daughter, it had to be, I suppose, didn't
it? Of course.
It had to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So why does this song, or what memories does this song bring back to you?
This brings back memories of when I was 16 and I used to work in a supermarket called Clancy's. And on a Saturday morning, I would go in there at about 9 o'clock and then I would start packing the shelves, and then obviously had my duty on the counter as well. But it just reminded me, like, every Saturday morning I'd play it, and it was summertime and it was fun, and there was always people coming through the actual supermarket, and it was just really great memories for me of growing up in that era. Yeah, it was
and
fun.
You didn't mind going to work because this song was, you knew a player just cheer you up anyway.
Yes, sort of. Exactly, it was the cheering up song.
Oh, so this is Tucker's Daughter. There you go. like the accent there by Ian Moss.
Oh, yeah. Now, the next one, is this guy Australian as well? Dave Dobbin?
No.
Okay, sounds it. The name sounds very Australian. Slice of Heaven, chosen.
That is actually a Kiwi band.
Okay.
Yes. And they were kind of like one-hit wonders. And they brought out this song that was so repetitive. It was actually from Foot Trot Flats. I don't know if you remember that movie. Okay, so it was like one of the theme songs from that. And that reminds me of the very first dance that I went to, like a disco dance in Glebe in Sydney, Australia, and this guy invited me to go, and that song played, and it just reminded, every time I hear it, back then it was like, gosh, that song reminds me of those fun times, you know?
Being young and excited about going dancing. Was it different, because you've got Maltese origins.
Yes.
But you were born in Australia?
Correct. I was born in Australia.
Okay. Yes. And then you've returned to Malta in?
3 years ago.
Okay. I came to Malta. 2017-ish, 18-ish?
Yes. Yeah. 18, yeah. Because mum moved back here. She left Malta when she was six on a boat and then moved to Australia with her whole family. And then she stayed there all of her life up until 14 years ago, and she moved here to retire. So I came to visit a couple of times, and the last visit I went, okay, I think I'll stay. So.
Yeah. You definitely haven't retired.
No, not yet.
You have. I mean, every time your name pops up on Facebook, you're doing something else.
So thank you.
I think I'm kind of, you know, an octopus, but you have so many things going on. So not just you do the stage bikinis, but you've started a really active women's group.
Yes.
That is women in business, I think, and you sort of encourage people to speak up and learn from each other, and you get really good speakers who are very generous with their knowledge, I have to say.
Thank you.
That's just one of the things
that
you do. We'll talk a bit further as we go along, but we're gonna have a slice of heaven, take you back to being a teenager for
Sounds
now.
Good.
So this is Dave Dobbin.
Slice of heaven, walk moonlight.
Now I'm hoping this one you didn't dance to. But I know you like leopard skin.
Yes.
And this is Rod Stewart's Do You Think You're Sexy?
Oh, yes.
Tell me.
Even you just saying that makes me giggle and laugh because I used to work full-time after I left school, and we went on a girls' trip to Surfers Paradise in Australia, and we went out clubbing one night, and I was dancing on the dance floor. My sister was there and a couple of my other girlfriends, and this guy just came up and started dancing, and then all of a sudden that song came on, and I'd never forgotten, like I never ever forgotten him, because mm-hmm. it was kind of like, oh gosh, I'll never see this guy again, but it was so funny. And then, mind you, about a week later, this guy called. I get a phone call, and it was the guy that danced to that song. So he actually tracked me down through all my friends, uh-huh. and he goes, "I'm the guy that danced to that song."
Oh, you know. Oh, bless!
So that song, just every time I hear it, and I have a good giggle because we're still good friends, and amongst all of our friends, we have a good giggle about it when we hear it.
Oh, bless!
It, you know? Yeah.
Is that song and Rod Stewart is here? You like Rod Stewart's other stuff, or it was just this song and just
that
memory?
It was just that song and that memory, because it was something that I just found so bizarre. And when he introduced himself to me, you know, he said, "Oh, I'm the guy that danced to that, if you want my body." And I was like, oh, gosh, I remember you.
That's really sweet. You're still friends. That's really nice.
Yeah.
So do you think? No, don't. Let's not go down that
track. No.
But let's listen to the song, full blast, Rod
yes,
Stewart's
please.
Do You Think You're Sexy. We'll be right back. Now, this one's much nicer. This one, Sister Sledge. This I can remember from my youth as well. Thinking of You.
Yes.
I loved, you know, all their sort of togetherness and how they dressed, and they were all the same but different.
Yes.
And just the song itself, just their voices were amazing. Where does that take you back to?
It takes me back to when I started branching out with other friends, and I wasn't really into that kind of music then. And these people were islanders, like they were from New Zealand, and they were from straight, you know, they were into all that sort of reggae and R&B music. And it just reminded me of when we used to get together and we all just used to hang around, and one of the guys gave me a tape, and the first song on there was that song, and I just fell in love with it.
Mm.
And it was just such a really a fixating song for me, and whenever I hear it still, I go, oh, we had so much fun in those days. Like, it was just communal. Everyone got on with each other, and, you know, you'd have a bit of a boogie and a dance, and, you know, you go to an R&B club and just chill out and hang, you know.
So, yeah, but there's none of this, no mobile phones, no racing around.
No, we didn't have those back in those days.
Well, you said cassette tapes.
Yeah, cassette tapes, that's right.
Those really were the days, honestly.
Yes. It's telling my age now, isn't it, Monique?
Well, I'm not going to tell you mine. Because I remember, I think, as a teenager as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Thinking of You, Sister Sledge, we're just going to mellow down a bit to this one.
Thank you.
Prince.
Yes.
So you always lived in Australia, or you travelled around a bit?
I lived in Australia up until, I lived in Singapore for 2 years, and I lived in Bali for 2 years, and then moving here, but most of my life was in Australia.
Okay. So you the exposure to music from all over, I mean, obviously mm-hmm. Prince is a global star anyway.
Yes.
But I Would Die For You, that's really, oh.
Yeah, it's a Prince was, I think I started to like Prince as I got older. Mm-hmm. When I say older, so I think I was about 20, 21, and that sort of got introduced to me then from a different group of people. And then I used to watch Purple Rain on the video constantly. Yeah. I just fell in love with him, and my mum used to say to me, "What do you see in that man?" It's like, oh, it's a bit strange. But it was, I think it was how he was so creative and he would always do something new, and it caught my attention all the time. And then I really got to know him a bit more by watching the movies that he did and all of his music. And then we used to go down to a place in Newtown, and they were big Prince fans down there. And Newtown's sort of like the place, it was like the sort of kind of the place to be back in those days. And you'd walk down the stairs and you'd hear that song, I Would Die For You, play. Uh-huh. And you'd go, oh, yeah, and you just get on the dance floor, yeah. You know.
That dance is a big thing here. Dance is a big thing. Did you used to dress up a lot and wear, you know, funky outfits and things?
I did.
You did?
I used to make a lot of my own stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so when we went out. And I always had the set theme for me was always boots. I always wore boots no matter what it was. Uh-huh. So boots was my thing.
And even in the summer, or your
even in
summer.
The summer. Yeah. Yep, I used to have motorbike boots that I loved. Uh-huh. And I used to wear them with everything. So it was, yeah, that was sort of my little thing that I used to do when I used to go out. Yeah.
So when did you start the bikini?
Oh,
the bodybuilding, really, because obviously you started.
That started when I was 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's sort of all integrated with that, you know. So everything sort of mixed in where I became very health conscious as well. So I didn't drink so much. I more just went out to have a good time. So and then all my other friends would used to drink, and they'd be like, come on, have a drink. I'm like, no, I'm competing. I'm getting ready for a competition. They're like, what? And I carry my food around with me. They're like, what are you doing?
That's really disciplined, though.
Very disciplined sport, yeah.
So at least getting, you know, letting your hair down on the dance floor, I think, is perfectly fine.
It was great. Perfectly I fine. Loved it.
Yeah. So we're gonna do a bit of that now to Prince.
Excellent.
I Would Die For You. Forget you, bye, cause back that loving feeling. This is a sad song, Righteous Brothers.
It's a very sad song, but it actually brings back some really lovely memories for me. I used to be in a choir, church choir, for a very long time.
Oh, my.
Yes, look, I'm telling you all my secrets here, Monique.
Not only me, let me tell you.
Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah, I've forgotten. So I'd been in the choir up until I was 18, but we used to travel around the world like every year, and we'd sing at all these different places, and we went to Japan for one of the tours, and we went to Disneyland, and there was a group of us, I think I was 17 when we went to the Japan tour, and we were there was about eight of us girls just sort of finished doing what we had to do at the choir, and we go, oh, let's go to Disneyland for the day. And it was a really overcast day, and we were out there having a bit of fun and going on the rides, and then all of a sudden we hear this, you know, the beginning of the song, and I was like, what is that noise? And I've turned around, and there were like 12 sailors behind us singing this song. And we all turned around, and they're all down on their knees and singing this song, and we were like, what's just happened here? But that's what the song reminds me of. Every time I hear it, it reminds me of that amazing trip in Japan. And to have 12 men serenade to 8 women, it was kind of like, wow, this is amazing.
You can fight
in sailor uniforms, too.
Oh. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Now you know why.
I wonder if they sort of went around the world doing that, and there's all these girls with all these memories. It would be really nice, actually, if one of those sailors, were they Japanese sailors? Or
No. They were from the US Marines.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we might not have any of them listening at the moment.
No, probably not.
What fun.
It was. What it was fun. Such a great memory, I must say.
Oh, that's lovely. So yeah. we're gonna take you back to that, and I'll get down on my knees for you.
Thanks, man.
There you go. Bring back that loving feeling. The Righteous Brothers.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, I love it. You lost and love the feeling. Oh, that love the feeling. You lost and love the feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. But baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. Don't let it go.
Now, this one has you all over it. Madonna, Express Yourself.
Yes.
She has so many songs. I mean, yes. This one in particular means something, or you liked everything?
It does. I love Madonna. I've loved Madonna since the day she came out and just became the woman that she wanted to be. She's my idol, to be honest. I admire her. I think she's just fantastic, and she just does what she wants, you know, and what she believes in. And that's what I feel everyone should be like when they believe in something. And Express Yourself was a very, it was the first time I ever went on stage for my bodybuilding competition. And I was in a category called body shaping. So it's not a lot of muscle or anything like that. It's just, you know, you can tell that you've been working out and you're very toned and feminine. And I danced. I did a fitness routine to Express Yourself.
Okay.
Madonna. But I did the full outfit, Monique, you know, had the full suit and everything. Uh-huh. And I had put Velcro down the sides of my pants, and I had my little bikini on underneath. And I went, ripped off the pants. And did, so I did the whole kit and caboodle. And that was my very first time I'd ever done my first competition. It reminds me so much of that. Such great memories of how my career began. Yeah.
You got videos of those sorts of things, or
you wouldn't believe
it,
not in those days. And it's such a shame, because, you know, everyone's got videos and mobiles now, and I have no record except for what's in your head.
Which I think, you know, you're enjoying the moment, at least. You're not worrying about which camera angle and stuff like that.
Very true.
You could dig around the internet. There could be something.
Oh, God.
There could be something.
It might.
But once you started, so you were in, did you change categories?
Yes.
Okay, yes,
as you progress, because it became very addictive. Once you sort of start competing, it becomes like a drug. It becomes very addictive, because you're healthy and you're seeing yourself in your best shape, and the discipline sort of helps you with your growth. So I sort of stuck with it because it helped me with so many things in my life and with my career, to be able to challenge myself and achieve things. So and I'm really grateful to the sport, because I really wouldn't be where I am today. And then you sort of grow up the ladder. So my last competition that I ever did was a figure competition, which was quite muscular. And it was natural. I didn't take any steroids or anything like that. Okay. So mine was all done with food and prep time and taking particular vitamins and minerals and all natural foods.
So was there lots of physical training, though?
Oh, God, yeah. Look, in the beginning, I was just learning from other male bodybuilders, because females were not a contender at that stage. Like, it was very, very new. Like, so new that, you know, you tell someone, you know, I'm going into the like, what? You're crazy. So I was learning from males, and they're hardcore bodybuilders, and they will just eat tuna and rice, you know, and then protein shakes and this and that. And I just couldn't cope with that sort of stuff. So as time progressed, and then things became a little bit more noticeable to me, like I saw how my body reacted to certain things, then I became a body reshaping coach for very many years. So I got to learn how to help other people with their bodies as well. So, and that was all with natural food, and it was how much exercise you do as well. So I used to work my guts out in the gym for 4 hours when I first started, because that's what you were told to do. But then as over the 15 years, I learned that 30 minutes of exercise a day is just enough to keep you motivated. Oh, I actually have DVDs on that.
What?
I had DVDs. I've worked in the fitness industry for a very long time, and that was my like number one career that I had with the bikinis, because it all worked hand in hand.
Yes,
and the
course,
gym wear label. So I had them all sort of integrated together. So, you know, tentacle lady.
A fantastic story that you actually, you know, you didn't just stop, you made into something and something else and something else.
I did. And because health and fitness was quite new to people back in those days, so, you know, not every single person knew about health and fitness. So it was a very niche market that I got into at the time, and I did very well from it. So, and that just became a career for me. I didn't even have to look for clients. People would just come knocking on my door.
You and you had that brand already
exactly.
out there.
Exactly.
So you knew what you were talking about. You're not just a name. You'd actually done the work.
I had done it.
Yeah.
And, you know, all my videos had shown that I had done the work. And, you know, all my photos. And as I said, we didn't have internet back in those days. So it was all just like word of mouth stuff. Like, you know, oh, you want to change your body? Go see Dana. Like, she'll help you. And so I had some amazing clients and celebrity clients. I worked in magazines. For magazines, TV, Pilates shows, all sorts of things, anything to do with health and fitness.
You're quite healthy still. You're a
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't exercise, though. I don't exercise as often. But I do eat quite well. And that's the main package for having a healthy body and also to reshape your body.
Yeah. I mean, let's stop that there and listen to the song because I know I need to do it, but I just don't have the discipline. So, yeah, we're going to go on to Express Yourself by Madonna and have a bit of a dance around. So the next one here, you've got Rick Springfield's Jessie's Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a kind of a bit of a throwback, it felt like, at the time. It felt like a sort of 50s song in the 80s or something. It felt, yes. Yeah. But what does it mean to you?
I love the tune of it, and I love the way it sort of started and really got you sort of motivated to get up and have a bit of a sing and a dance. But it really reminded me of when I lived in Coogee, and my son was growing up at that stage. I hadn't had my second child yet.
Okay.
And so, you know, in the mornings, I would hear that song playing from a neighbor across the road from me. And it just, every time I heard it, it reminded me of those days, you know, with my son in Coogee and, you know, what we were doing at that time, and living in a small compact apartment where I liked Coogee. I did, but I didn't really want to live there, but it was just the convenience of what we had to do at the time. And every time I heard it, so I actually went out and purchased it on, back in those days, CD.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've graduated from cassettes.
Yes. And I used to just dance around the house with it, you know, because it really made my day when I used to hear it. Yeah.
I suppose the lyrics are quite, yeah. Okay, let's have a listen. Justice Girl, Rick Springfield, and we'll, come
Perfect.
back. Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Now, what? Oh, Smokey, living next door to Alice. I know when I say you can play any music, but Smokey?
Yes. I didn't play it.
Okay.
I never used to play it.
Okay.
But when we lived in Bali, we lived in Legian, which is where all the clubs and restaurants are. So we didn't know what we were in for. We moved into this amazing little apartment with our Balinese family, but we didn't realise that the music would play till 12 o'clock every night.
Uh-huh.
So we knew the finale was ready for them to close when they played
Living Next Door to Alice.
Yes, because all the Aussies would get up and sing, and then they'd add the extra words that went with it.
Yes, we're not going to do that.
No, not going to do that. Yeah. But that reminds me of Bali.
And just being able to go,
and sleeping time.
Yeah. It's bedtime now.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun. So that is a good one. I'll try and think of it more positively because it has different connotations for me. But Smokey living next door to Alice.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. A big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Up together, two kids in the park, carved our initials deep in the bar. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door, her head held high. Just for a moment, I caught her eye as a big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Sally called back and asked how I felt. And she said, I know how to help. Get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared. I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
Now the last one on your list is Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yes.
That because you're not that old, but it seems like a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I can just remember my mum turning on the radio when I was a little girl.
Okay.
And I used to hear the radio go, and good morning on 2WS. And then they go,
and it would start and kick off.
Exactly.
Aww.
So it reminded me of our household. You know, Dad would just be going off to work. Mum would be getting us ready for school. And then it just really brightened up the day because Mum used to put the radio on every single morning. Uh-huh. No matter what day it was,
fantastic.
It was on. 6 o'clock, boom, on came the radio.
6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, because we had to get all the kids up and ready to go to school. And I guess that song just reminds me of me and my family growing up in Surrey Hills.
So
yeah.
Very, very good memories.
Yeah.
Happy chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to go out on the high. So thank you so much for joining me on this week's Musical Memories. So that's Dana Caramont, not in a bikini today, but soon. And our last song today is Video Killed the Radio Star.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
didn't stop you coming through.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.